squash gun control talk while the president ramps it up with assault weapons bans. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What a week it's been, sadly, because of the massacre in Aurora, Colorado. Most of the information you've probably been bombarded with has to do with the aftermath. Hopefully, a lot of it is some of the uplifting stories about the people whose lives were taken away from them in an instant just because they went to a midnight screening of the Batman movie. But certainly there were other aspects of this, including the AK-47s, which the president said don't belong on the street. Others saying gun control is something we're not tackling, including the senator from Nevada, Harry Reid, the majority leader, who says we don't have time for this right now. We can't debate the gun control stuff. We can't do it. We don't have time, so forget about it. I think he'd like the president to stop talking about it. And even the White House kind of sidestepped the issue of guns, saying, emphasizing that the president thinks people should have the right to have guns, but why assault rifles? Many of you would agree with that statement, whether you like Obama or not, that the assault weapon doesn't need to be out there for most people to grab. And legally is how James Holmes acquired all the guns that he did have, which just fuels the debate over the issue of gun control laws and should they be stricter and what needs to happen in the country to make people feel safer and on and on. And then in the meantime, people are going out and getting guns because they want to take matters into their own hands should they feel that they're being in a situation in their home or whatever where they're being invaded, or perhaps in some cases like in Arizona where you can carry a weapon, you can protect yourself if you're in a situation in public where you're challenged or all of a sudden you find yourself in a situation as horrific as it was and as unbelievable as it was, where somebody opens fire. So during this hour of America Tonight, we're going to veer in a different direction. Let's lighten the load. We got the Olympics coming up in London, and the USA is predicted to win the most medals. The biggest challenger to that would be the Chinese, who have improved dramatically in so many sports. We have our medal count challenge, which means you have four different ways to win. You can call the show and tell us how many medals you think the U.S. will win overall. Plus, if you want to throw in on this, you could break it down, how many golds, how many silvers, and how many bronze. Might be easier just to do the overall, but if you feel like even just picking one or the other, throwing in the golds and the other stuff, you would win the mini set, because the person who guesses the most amount of medals wins the ultimate prize. You clean out the America Tonight closet, and wouldn't that be great to see that happen? So let me give out the numbers right from the get-go. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, 5283. Couple of things brewing where many of you might find yourself in a situation where you're sitting in your car actually listening to America Tonight. Billy in Maine actually wrote me that he was doing it, that he was sitting in a car listening to the show because power was knocked out in his area. There was a terrible line of storms from Kentucky to New Jersey to Illinois that in some cases hit an area for 20 minutes. There were funnel clouds, there were lightning bolts, there was dime-sized hail, and then it went away, but left some damage. Either power outages or trees were down. In New York, up by Elmira, they were talking about overall 96,000 at least without power, and so many of you have at some point in your life probably been through that, and it's that mad scramble. Where did I put those candles? Where are those flashlights? I know they're here. Didn't we just check to make sure that we had batteries Yeah, maybe we need to call the local hotel, because you don't know how long the power's going to be out. And then that would mean you miss the opening ceremonies. And, you know, how many of you are going to watch the opening ceremonies? It is kind of fun to watch, because you get to see all the athletes and you hear the stories about how many people made it through the trials and got into a situation where they're actually representing the U.S. and their sport, and plus the other countries as well. Now, how big these games are gambling-wise, in England, where anything goes, they're talking about 80 million will be actually wagered on the games overall. 80 million. That's incredible. Still not the biggest number as the Vegas people get when it comes to the Super Bowl, but pretty close. That's a lot of money. And, of course, in England, they'll bet on anything, but the Olympics is huge. And about 1 billion people, at least last time, watched the opening ceremony. So it could be a number a little bit higher than that, but 1 billion people expected to watch that. Talk about the pressure. The guy who's putting it together is named Danny Boyle. The pressure that you would feel if you were designing the opening ceremonies, because if you remember Beijing, they were pretty eye-popping. So if you're the dude that gets hired to do it, you know, you're stoked and everybody's talking to you about it, but you got to pull it off. And pulling off a production like that, man, that's got to be tough. As you watch it unfold, it's got to be tough to see what happens. And speaking of pulling off a production, wow, Mitt Romney hit David Cameron, the prime minister, right in the gut. Not actually with his fists, but with his words, because he was caught by NBC asking him questions off the cuff about security in England and what he thought about it. And he said that he thought it was disconcerting. And he's actually right, of course, because they had to bring in 120,000 troops, since the private security firm that was supposed to take care of the games had so many problems, the private security, that they had to scramble to make sure they had enough people at Heathrow and whatnot. And then there's the story of the 11-year-old boy who goes through all the security checkpoints in Manchester, gets out of the country, and flies to Rome for the day after leaving his mother in the supermarket. Oh, we're near the airport. I'm just going to get on a plane. And nobody asked for a passport, boarding pass, anything. That'll scare you a little bit. How safe are you at those London games? And it's not a laughing matter. So Romney makes that comment when he's asked and talks about the concerns over the strike. The immigration and customs officials are talking about striking. So David Cameron says, boy, it's easy when you have an Olympic Games in the middle of nowhere. Ooh. Leveling Mitt Romney. He didn't say Salt Lake City, but you can pretty much guess he meant Salt Lake City, knowing that Romney's big claim to fame is that he rescued the Salt Lake City Games. All right, it's time for our medal count challenge. I hope you blow up the phones, folks. Great prizes to be had, plus bragging rights. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Excited about the Olympics. I think it's just the red, white, and blue spilling out of me. I think the U.S., which is heavily favored to win the most medals at the Olympics, will do just that, taking on the world. We'll see some great new fresh faces and some familiar ones like Michael Phelps. How many gold medals will he win? 4 is the number that everybody's talking about. Could be more, could be less. So we're doing this challenge. We thought it'd be fun to do our medal count challenge. And this is the only time you can do it during this hour of America tonight. And we won't see the Olympics again for several more years. So 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I'm going to tell you my breakdown. If somebody wants to steal mine, you can certainly do that. A lot of pundits or analysts felt that the U.S. would win between 95 and 108. I'm going with the top number. I think 108. So by my calculation, I've got 108, and I broke it down. I decided to do all of them. 45 gold, 35 silver, and 28 bronze. 28 bronze. I hope in the gold we take home, you know, tennis medals, and Michael Phelps adds to that to total, which I think he will. Women's volleyball has a good shot. Men's basketball, they have a good shot. It's going to be interesting. The games are going to be fun to watch, as they always are. And part of it is because of the stories. I already mentioned that. If people you didn't know anything about and what it took for them to get there, that whole kind of thing. So let's go to Rick in Illinois. Ranger Rick, what's happening?
Oh, waiting on the rain.
You know, the rainstorm, Let me just warn you, the rainstorms in the Northeast and in Kentucky and in Oklahoma, terrible. We were talking, you know, half an hour of mayhem, just chaos, and then it stops.
Yeah, we didn't get that. A few drops, about all we got.
A few drops. When you need the rain, that's what happens. I mean, you don't want the rain, then you get a flood.
Yeah, we'll probably get more snow this winter. Make up the rain.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be a hairy, scary winter because we had a mild winter. Almost in all the nooks and crannies, everybody listening knows that it was a mild winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to, I got 92 in my head for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay, 92.
Yeah.
You got it. 92 medals for Team USA. I like it. It could be. Yeah, that's what I said. I said, you know, most of the odds folks think it's going to be at least in the 90s somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to be watching a bunch of Olympics?
If I remember.
If I remember. Hey, the Olympics were on. Did you forget? Yeah, that, it's like football. You just got to pick out a couple events that you think we'd want to see.
I'm watching baseball.
Oh, I am too. Who do you root for?
Cardinals.
Oh, the Cardinals. Oh, that's right. I should have remembered that. Last year, your Cardinals were amazing.
Yeah.
Mm.
We'll come back again this year.
Hey, it's wide open. Who knows? I think it's kind of wide open. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have fun watching that baseball.
Okay. Take care.
Have a good weekend. Thanks. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You can also send me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. We're looking for medal count. How many medals do you think the USA will win this time around? People predicting that the U.S. is going to win the most medals, but what is that number? Is it going to be less? Is it going to be more than what I said, what Rick said? He said 92, I said 108. Let's go to John in Kentucky. Hey, John.
Hi, Kate. I'm going to go with 103. Are you there?
I got it, 103.
I thought I'd lost you. I've got bad reception out here in the country. I'm going to go with 103, and my gold total is going to be 27, 34 mm-hmm. for the silver, and mm-hmm. 42 for the bronze.
I love it. So you think a lot of bronzes.
Yeah. You know, I'm just taking a shot in the dark.
No, that's the, you know what, John, that's the fun of it. That's what I said. It's like playing lottery. It's a shot in the dark, absolutely.
That's right. As long as we're talking about baseball, go Reds, huh?
Go Reds. Another Reds fan? Oh, well, that's Cincinnati right. Reds. Yeah.
We've been on fire since Votto went out with the knee operation, but we'll have it back by playoff time, and I'm looking forward to it. I think we'll be there.
Yeah, I think they'll be there, too. I'm a huge baseball fan, so it's interesting that you both, you and Rick both like baseball. Nothing better than watching a baseball game crashed on the couch, especially over the weekend, or listening to him on the radio.
I listen to him on the radio. I work a night shift, so time killer, you know, that takes a third of my night away listening to the ball game.
Good for you. John, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. It's a good way to listen to some sports. I think football and definitely baseball translate on the radio because the length of the games with baseball, if he's killing time that way, that's a good way to kill time. Plus, if you're a baseball fan, the statistics and all the things that come out in a radio broadcast really could get you through a shift, and probably John can tell you anything about the Reds if he's paying attention to what's happening during those broadcasts, which I'm sure he is. That's where you learn all those little nuggets of what's happening with the team and really who's in the minors and guys are coming up and down and that kind of stuff. That's how I learned a lot of my baseballs, through listening to the radio broadcast more than anything, even though I like going there and I like watching. And then, of course, I covered baseball, but I still think the radio broadcasters were just in both of the places I worked, in New York and in Texas, were absolutely phenomenal. All right, we're doing the Olympic Challenge. I've got a couple of emails here that I'll hit up. One is from Gary, who's listening to us in Austin, Texas. And Gary says, Kate, I'm so sleepy, but I stayed up just for you. I wanted you to know. I wanted to shoot you this email and then crash again. I only want to do the overall medal count, and I think, because my brain isn't working that well, I'm going to say that I think that they win 95 medals overall. 95. What do you think? Well, I said 108, and I broke it down. I said 45 gold, 35 silver, and 28 bronze. It's interesting because John, who's just taking a stab at it like me, says 42 bronze. How about that? All right, here's another email. This one from Joe in the great state of Vermont. Joe says that he thinks the medal count is going to be 88. Ooh, so Joe with an 88 count. And that, you know, that's out of the range of what the of what was predicted in all the papers and things that I read. But so what? That, you know, who's to say that it couldn't be 88? Because a couple of predicted medalists end up falling just short. You know, coming in fourth or whatever. I wonder how much McDonald's paid to be the flagship restaurant in Olympic Park. You have to think they had to pay just an amazing amount of money to do that, because of the publicity they would get being in the center of everything. And I mean, they're focusing, I guess, which is interesting. They're focusing on balanced eating and fun play is what they're calling it. The Champions of Play, that's the program, and their initiative and what they set up in London is bringing kids from around the world for a once-in-a-lifetime deal in that city. And 200 kids are going to go to these sporting events and meet athletes and tour the sites and whatnot. I think these kids just want some Big Macs. Are they going to give anyone any food? Are they selling any food? You got to think that that's part of it. Aren't the Golden Arches about French fries and food that's actually not that good for you? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. More Metal Challenge next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Olympics are here. Doesn't it seem like we've been talking about the games forever and a day? We're lightening the load here on America Tonight. Your chance to win some great prizes. Tell us what you think the overall amount of medals the U.S. is going to win. If you want to break it down further to give yourself more chances to win some great prizes, you can do that. So you could add on the gold, the silver, and the bronze count as well. Don't be shy. You can belly up at any moment. We've got a bunch of text messages that we'll get to. So you can email the show at americatonight.net, not text, email the show at americatonight.net, or call at 855-266-KATE. You know the number, 855-266-5283. Mr. Cowboy Jose in Kentucky. Hello, Jose.
How's it going?
Good, buddy. Getting ready for your Cowboys? It's here before you know it. We're going to be into football season.
That's right. Let's do it. Let's do it. This is the year when the Cowboys are going to win it all.
There you go. I love it. You know, right before the season is when you should feel most confident because that's when everybody has the best chance.
Yeah. Well, you know, and also my baseball is going for the Dodgers.
Oh, the Dodgers. Boy, the Dodgers are deadly, surprisingly, because they didn't start off terrific and they had all those problems with ownership.
That's right.
Yeah.
What do you think about the trade they just got?
I didn't see who they traded. Who did they go? Who did they get? I heard they were in the sweepstakes for Ichiro, which I thought was stupid, and he went to the Yankees. Who did they pick up?
Ramirez, I think is his name.
Oh, you're kidding. I think that's a great deal for them. Because, of course, you know, what are the two things you need down the stretch? If you're not getting speed or you're not getting something out of the bat, you got to get, you definitely have to get something off the mound, too. And the Dodgers are loaded in a couple of different areas, and that's what's made that, that's what's been able to make the Dodgers push through. I saw them play the Phillies and just eat their lunch recently, and man, it was a, I think it was a, what I heard they were going to do, and I guess they did. You said it was, it's Hanley Ramirez, is that they were doing a trade with a couple of different teams. It was going to be a multi-trade deal. Those are always confusing. But yeah, he's a, you know, we want to talk about a big bat. He was the NL batting champ.
That's right. So
yeah.
I think that we are in the run.
And well, also, you know what? It's like I said, you need hitting, and you need pitching, yeah.
Yep, and also, I got my Kings on hockey. How about that?
Oh, you were a Kings fan.
Well, of course.
Wow. Well, you know, that's the first time they did it. That's the first time in their history they did it. I can remember when, a long time ago, when Wayne Gretzky was playing for them and everybody thought this was it. They were going to go over the top. Remember how competitive they were and they never could do it. That team was great. It was fun to see. I agree with you. It was fun to see the Kings win.
Yep. I mean, now you know all my teams.
Good for you.
Of course, I go for the Lakers.
So you got a lot of L.A. teams, and then you have the one football team, which is the Cowboys. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, my football team used to be the Traders, but I'm not going for them anymore.
I like that. Good for you. Hey, Jose, what do you think? How many medals?
Well, I want to go 31, 40, 31. How about that?
71, 30, and 41.
No, 31, 40, 31.
Okay, 31, 40, 41. I got it. Cool. We got you locked and loaded.
All right.
All right. Enjoy the games, brother. And good luck to the Dodgers the rest of the way. Like I said, that one of the people they were looking at was Ichiro, and they didn't get Ichiro. Thanks. And they ended up with Ramirez. The good thing about him is I think he's pretty young. He's under 30. Let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Kate. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Are you an Olympic person, or you just would watch for the U.S.?
Well, I'm a big fan, volleyball fan, but it's silly over there, so.
Yeah, you know what? I will say this. I know why lots of guys, and I don't blame you, why you like sand volleyball. However, it really takes a lot of athleticism to do that. I went to a couple of sand volleyball tournaments to see what it was like. Oh, Ray, I couldn't, me personally, they were trying to show me how to spike the ball. I could barely even get through the sand. It was brutal.
I've played a little bit.
Mm.
And two-man sand volleyball.
It's good. It's fun. I mean, it's fun to watch. I like watching the volleyball. I do. I agree with you. I lived in California for a short period of time, and that's when I got to see sand volleyball and what it was like. Like I said, the athletic ability that you have to be able to be able to cover that amount of territory, especially with two people. It's fun. I like watching it. What do you think? How many medals do you think the U.S. is going to win?
Oh, I've got my count here. Let's say 102.
Oh, I like it. 102 medals. We'll see if you're right.
I'm going 47, 33, 22.
47, 33, 22. Ooh, you thought out those totals. I like that. 47 is close to what I said. 45, 33, 22. Yeah, that's good. We'll see. You may be the big winner, Ray. Win yourself a GPS and whatnot.
The only thing harder than sand volleyball here in Hamble, Missouri, during Tom Sawyer days, is we have the mud volleyball.
Oh, mud volleyball. Oh, you got to send us pictures of that. I got to see that. I have never seen mud volleyball.
when you get off
cool.
the court, have to jump in the river to wash all the mud out of your ears.
I love it. I'm going to look that up. That's cool. Hey, thanks, Raymond.
Good night.
Good night. Mud volleyball. Oof. Now what's really big is the mudder thing. I don't know how many of you have ever done that where you compete. It's called it's mudding. You compete almost like in, it's almost like a rugby kind of thing. And you are covered in mud, but mud volleyball would be interesting. And, I guess, you know, hey, washes off, right? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're doing our medal challenge, if you just tuned in, our medal count challenge, because the Olympics are here. And we had an Olympian on our show a couple of shows ago, Lanny Bassam, who was talking about what it was like for him to be in the games, and he was in Munich, the Munich games. He was part of that crew for the U.S., and he said it was amazing, the opening ceremonies. And he was a shooter, and he was an incredible marksman. And he said walking into the games with 80 million eyes on you, you know, 80,000 people, but knowing there was more than that watching the tube, he said was just, it made his knees weak. And then he didn't win the gold. He won silver. He ended up going back to Montreal and winning the gold in Montreal. And he actually talked about the Munich stuff where he said it was frightening. He didn't call it frightening. He said what was happening with the Israelis, the hostage situation, is they had guns, but they had no ammunition, and they were there in the same hotel while all that was happening, and they couldn't, you know, they couldn't do anything like everybody else. They were pretty much stuck. All right, we have some more people that have emailed their medal count to us. You can do that, or you can call us at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You know, Ray broke it down, and Jose broke it down, and John broke it down, but you don't have to break it down. You can just give us the overall count if you want to. As my nephew would say, math, Aunt Kate, math, I don't feel like it. But if you want to break it down, there's four other ways to win, totaled. 855-266-5283. We'll go to the emails in just a second, but first let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Good. What do you think's going to happen in these Olympics?
Well, I'm going to say 81 medals for the U.S. of A.
All right. 81. That means 81's a little, that might be light, but it still could be the most medals. If you break down everybody else in the world, that's possible.
Well, I thought maybe 38 gold, 22 silver, and what's that, 21 bronze?
Uh-huh. You did your math.
Do as good in gold. Could
yeah.
Be, you know, who knows?
Yeah, it depends on Phelps and some others.
Yeah. I wanted to mention that mud volleyball,
mm-hmm.
That is interesting.
Oh, I think so, too. I think it'd be hard.
Well, and it helps if you've got about 3 six-packs in you, too. It makes a whole lot more fun. You can go all, you know, you get that first six-pack in there, and then it, you know, your feet don't catch in the mud quite as bad. Or at least you don't feel it anyway.
Put up bump. I like that. Thank you. Have a great weekend, Dale. Yeah, it's like quicksand. You just sink in that mud. Oh, it'd be a great way to burn off some calories, though, I'll tell you, if you're really serious about it and you save the six pack for afterwards. 855-266-5283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Olympic Games almost underway in England, and while there are questions about security, and they had to send 120,000 troops into Heathrow and various spots in London that were at risk because the private security firm hired to provide that security didn't do such a great job with it. They really bungled it. So now there are guards in place at areas where they need to be because an avalanche of people have descended on England. Opening ceremonies are almost here. And opening ceremonies are all about the pageantry and the possibilities and conversation about how many medals each teams will win and who are the best at whatever sport. And there are certainly world athletes in other sports that the U.S. is competing in all the sports the U.S. is competing in, that are pretty tough in their categories. The thought is the Chinese will come pretty close to the U.S., but the U.S. is expected to win the most medals. Oh, it's good to be in the U.S., isn't it? And be on the winning team. So go red, white, and blue. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And lots of different folks have called in to say how much they think medal-wise the U.S. will win. I said 108, so of course I have the highest total so far overall. Raymond in Missouri said 102. John in Kentucky said 103. Rick in Illinois said 92. And we've got one here from Bruiser, who, this is a, I don't know that I've ever gotten an email from him. Bruiser, also from Illinois, who says, I think the overall count is going to be 110 medals. 110 medals. Don't want to guess them all, but I'm going to give the U.S. a chance at 48 golds. Wow, that's a high total. That means there'll be some... there'll be some people having a great Olympic Games, that's for sure, if it ends up being, the total ends up being that high. And, it, of course, it is a possibility. In looking at the opening games, the one of the big stories is Michael Phelps, who says he's more relaxed and that because he knows this is it for him, there's sort of like a closure, full circle. He may win four golds. He may win five golds. He could win up to seven medals. Seven would be incredible, but I think doubtful, but might. And he's not the only story in the games. Usain Bolt, who is not an American, a Jamaican, but a lot of people watch Bolt. There was a question about his back and how his back would hold up. Is he supposed to be part of the opening ceremonies and carry the Jamaica flag? And apparently he's okay to do that, thank goodness. And the U.S. women's soccer team, I'm just kind of scatter shooting with you to give you some idea of who to watch, but the U.S. women's soccer team should be really, really good. I had a friend and family members that saw a couple of practices and said they were pretty amazing, and then saw a game. So they're predicted to win gold. The NBA team, a.k.a. USA basketball team, is expected to win gold, and I think they will. And I think the other part of this is the fresh faces, like I said, that you learn about, that you need a scorecard otherwise to know who they are. But Alex Morgan in soccer is somebody to watch. There is a swimmer, Missy Franklin, is someone to watch besides Michael Phelps. There's in the decathlon, which is a big sport. The person to watch there is Ashton Eaton, and these are some of the U.S. athletes, a few of the U.S. athletes. And next week we're going to have one of the oldest Olympic athletes on, or who's still alive, in other words. And we'll find out what it was like during his era to be involved in the Olympics. The oldest Olympic gold medalist in weightlifting, 64 years ago. Frank Spellman, his name is. And he says he can't wait for the London Games because he was a competitor in the 1948 London Summer Olympics. He won two national championships on the road to getting the gold medal, which included a jerk middleweight record of 336.25 pounds. And he lifted, this is crazy, I can't wait to talk to him, he lifted 859.5 pounds. He started when he was like 16 lifting, and he was in 1922. He won a bunch of junior championships, and then now moved on to the games in England in 1948. So because it was so special for him, he says he can't wait to watch it this time around. And I know a lot of people who feel the same way. That's why we did the medal count contest. So you can be a part of that just by jingling the numbers or sending us an email. And I'll go through the emails because we got a couple of them here in just a second. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. I already told you my count. We have one here from Joey who says, "Hey, America Tonight, I listen to the show all the time. I've heard you talk for the last 2 weeks about this medal count contest, and I'm so ill-prepared to try to take a shot at it, but I feel like I want to do it." So I say overall count 101. 101. Boy, that's random. 101 medals. Let me know if I won anything. Well, we have a couple of weeks to go before anybody knows if anybody won anything. Just FYI. Okay. You have to wait a little bit here. We have to see how they all play out. And I mentioned a couple of the athletes that could be breakout superstar athletes. And I'll tell you, some of the behind the scenes stuff that I've seen, it's cool. I think it's very, very cool. And I mentioned, you know, Usain Bolt, who of course is not American, is a Jamaican. There are other stories of not just Americans, but of some of the other teams that are loaded with incredible athletes that are going to be tough for Team USA to get by. That's why maybe when Dale says 38 golds, I said 45, but maybe I think it's going to be somewhere in between there. It's going to be an extreme example of a lot of gold medals, or we're going to see that the amount predicted is not, they don't even come close to it. All right, I want to come close to getting everybody in. Here's one from Anna, listening to us in Vermont. Boy, we have a lot of people listening on WVMT. And she says, "This is the first time I've ever sent you an email. I love the Olympics. I love it, Kate. It's so, so fun." And you're right. If you watch the tube and you hear the background stories, it makes it even that much more appealing. I think for medals, though, Team USA wins 97 overall. And I just want to take a stab at the golds. I'm going to say 54 golds. 54 golds. Ooh, that would be a banner year if they hit 54. Good luck to everybody who took part in the challenge. We'll see if we have a winner weeks from now.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.